talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue liar. Go and tell that midnight rider.
Yes, there we go. We got the dial on. Pizza Box Mike filling in for Matt Flynn Direct. And you're tuned in to Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and WAUK, 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw. Caw-caw! Feel kind of bad this morning. Yesterday, I took a picture of a robin, February 1st. I don't know if they were here to... It was sitting in a crab apple tree, so there were plenty of berries to eat, but it was chirping kind of weak. I talked to it for a little bit. I was like, hey, man, if you want to come home with me, I can keep you warm for a week or two or a month. I mean, it's going to get down to like zero overnight on a couple of these days. So I'm hoping that robin makes it. But maybe it came to see what the Republicans are doing in Wisconsin. I mean, it is the start of Black History Month yesterday, right? The first. But what I'm seeing in... Not only in Wisconsin, but across the country, is this fascist February that they're setting up. I mean, where do you want to start? Bookmans? What? Just looking at some of the people in Wisconsin. Okay, let's take Alberta Darling, for example. I mean, the timing's impeccable. You got to give them that, right? She announces that by 2024, Milwaukee Metropolitan School District will be just disbanded, right? Everybody can pick which private for-profit school they want to go to or something. We've always had choice. We've always had the choices of where we wanted to go to school. If you wanted to pay a little extra to make your child feel like they were extra special. But I'm going to tell you, those parochial school kids, when they came to high school, that first year was a rough one for them. Wow. There's a big world out there, isn't it? A lot of diversity. But let's just, you know, keep it to... I mean, where do we go from there? Well, I guess they're gonna pass some laws to try and squeeze people, you know, so they don't get out on easy bail. And we understand that. Yeah. Violent crimes, you shouldn't... I don't think, you know... But let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of the violence that we witnessed in Wisconsin. Okay, so they're taking the event of the Christmas parade in Waukesha, which, you know, when you see that kind of stuff, I like to turn the channel. I don't want to see the graphic results of somebody's violence, but just a horrible thing, right? Like, God, that guy, oh, he should have never been out. He just ran over somebody the week before, right? Yes, there's a problem here somewhere. Right, that someone can commit a violent crime like that and be out again. So they want to do the bail, but hey, what about Rittenhouse? Do you think he should maybe pass some laws to make it illegal for a minor to cross state lines with an illegal... Oh, wait, we already have those laws, right? But that guy was a hero for you guys. And you have to wonder, why was that... How does that make sense that a young man comes across state lines and just murders two people and wounds another one? And then right away, well, we got to find excuses for the guy. I mean, it shouldn't be legal to just walk past a cop with an assault rifle after you've killed people and go back to your home state. You see where I'm going with this? Why was it okay for Rittenhouse? Well, he was defending himself. No, he wasn't. He was coming up here to shoot somebody that was protesting against police violence against black people. That's what the Black Lives Matter movement is. You guys can make it, you know, and I'm this week on Facebook just reading these threads and people talking about how they burned cities down and all the deaths and this and that. And I have to remind people that all the deaths that came out of these conflicts by these fascist white bastards against people that are standing up for equality was white guys killing white guys from both sides. I didn't see anything talking about race wars going on. Now, there's a war within the white race. So I'm trying to figure, we're going to have Matt Rothschild on at 7 o'clock today. We're going to call him, have him for the second hour. And I was talking to him about how do I deal with this anymore? It's like you can't talk to people that are that far gone, that just are not willing to just slow down ease up on the anger. I'm trying to figure out, what is it that they lack? I mean, is it empathy? Could it be empathy? Could it be that they can't look at another human being that isn't just like them and understand their joys and their pains, the same ones that you have? I mean, look at the Proud Boys. One of their leaders was a non-white, right? Why do they like that guy? Well, I guess because, you know, he was willing to stand up and do the same dumbass stuff they were doing, right? But apparently, you know, they had the same interests. You know, like the big trucks, like guns, stuff like that. You see what it is? It's really, for you guys, you don't understand that it's not, it shouldn't be about race. And it shouldn't be about anger and hatred towards people that are different than you. But it seems like these guys, you know, if they can't resolve a problem, their only solution is to kill it. Whether it's an animal or whether it's MTG getting troops up to take arms, you know, Second Amendment rights against people that are unarmed but different than them. So I'm kind of getting scared a little bit, right? Because, I mean, I drive and it doesn't matter where I go, man. You can't drive anywhere without somebody being really aggressive and angry while they're driving. I mean, I think I'm going to get somebody to come with me and we'll do a little feature filming it. You see that I'm, okay, here's 55, I'm driving 55, and everybody's just, you know. I mean, it's dangerous because how do they know that the person that's in that right lane isn't going to move into the next lane? They're not looking for it. I use my directionals, and by the way, I wait till everybody goes past me. But it was yesterday, road raged, you know, by a woman in a black Tahoe. And, she went by me, and I flipped her off. You bet, man. You're messing with the wrong guy. You're messing with the wrong liberal, right? Got a Bernie Sanders, you know, painted sign in my window. Driving a Prius, long hair. This guy's easy. Whew. So I don't go after her. I'm just like, what a loser, right? It was probably 3 miles later. She's way ahead, but I can see that she turns into this little side road and turns around, and she's waiting for me. I'm like, what's this all about? So I pull in there, and she starts filming me, and I'm going, yeah, that's cool. Why don't you do that? And I'll call the cops and tell them you just passed me in a double yellow, driving about 55 and a 30. And I thought, I better call the cops and tell them, you know, hey, this black Tahoe was road raging me and she's taking pictures and I don't know what she's up to. And, well, do you want to, you know, file a complaint? Well, it's not like I could get her plates. And it wasn't like I went chasing after her to get her plates. Well, you understand that if she does make a complaint, we still got to follow up on it. Why did I call? Why did I bother? This world is insane right now. If you want to participate, you can. With me today, 844-967-2789. Back to the fascist, racist regime we have here running the Republican Party in Wisconsin. And by the way, if you're still voting for these guys, you're a fascist and a racist. Yep. Oh, yeah, guilt by association because you're voting for them. I don't understand what... Is there that many people that just are that dysfunctional that they can't stop and think and actually want to know who's causing them the most problems in their life? You just want to blame it on somebody else that's doing worse than you, or, you know. I mean, the Democratic Party hasn't done much for me either, right? And the reason why they haven't is because I don't care what you guys are doing for me. You know, it's what you're not doing for people that have far less than me, and far less access, no opportunity. Black History Month. What other laws do they want to pass to make it tougher for poor people or people that are incarcerated in a system that's so jaded that why do people call it white guilt when it's, to me, it's embarrassment. I mean, and disgust and vulgarity. And I mean, everything you were taught as a child not to be is what the Republican Party is. And when you guys defend them and try to make excuses and pretend like it's religion and ethics and morals? Look at your state leader, your state assembly leader. Yes, I'll say it again, 4 times married and whatever many years, 15 years, no children, agreements that you can't talk about us or me. You know, I mean, really? slumlord. You know, he got people going to college. He's making big bucks off them, and he's been turned in for several violations. You know, just not good living for somebody that's in college. You shouldn't be living in a slum. Oh, that reminds me. Yeah, the clown out in Milwaukee area that's running for office that, you know, says he doesn't want to see Milwaukee turned into a shanty town. Won't you take me to shanty town? Hey, tell you what, white boy, I'd rather be in a shanty town than anywhere with someone like you. Character matters. I don't understand why people aren't alarmed by all this. I mean, yeah, a lot of people like me are, I guess. Yes, if you're voting Democrat, you're alarmed. Oh, boy, it's going to be a really rough month, and I think I'm going to spend a lot of time at the Capitol. And I wouldn't mind having some company. So starting next week, man, 11 o'clock, new signs. Going to call out the fascists by name. We will return in a few minutes. It's what you get. It's what you get.